I saw the thing, yes. First, I have to say something, you know. When I was with Tangerine Dream, I left Tangerine Dream because at this time they didn't like electronics. And I was already doing with tapes, you know, backwards, forwards, analog tapes, cut them to split them together, that they get very weird, you know. We had no digital samplers like today, you know, it's so easy, you know. But at this time we work with tapes. And Edgar said, you know, I should just be a drummer, you know, and said, no, I don't want to be a drummer anymore, so I go, you know. And he said, okay, then forget it. And then I went to Ashra Temple. We made Ashra Temple, the other band, which, you know, Ashra?
Ashra.
Mm-hmm. And with Manuel Götzsching, the guitarist. And we did more electronic, like Hawkwind, the space rock parts. And then, you know, they want also go back to blues music, you know. They all come from the rock music. Then it was like I went solo with Irrlicht, the first album, which was totally, I mean, it's the same crazy stuff, you know. And the electronic school in Berlin was not created by all bands, let's say Tangerine Dream, Klaus Schulze, Ashra, or Agitation Free. It was done by a normal composer who called Thomas Kessler, and he had from the government a studio, and we all came in and he taught us how to work with electronics, not as far today, but just the simple things, you know. Now the thing is, you know, I started with the label which was called Cosmic Couriers, you know, the Cosmic Postman, and they were distributed by Metronome Brain. And Brain was the only German label at this time which accepted this kind of music. We still have it very heavy in Germany with this music, you know. And the thing was, I was since 73, 74, I was already with Virgin. With Time When Black Dance was with Virgin, and Mirage and Body Love was with Island Records. I always had English companies. Brain was only, you can't know that, was only for Germany, Austria and Swiss.
Some type of new age music.
Yes, it's terrible. It's his name, New Age, you know. I mean, the name New Age, you know. I had a lot of interviews before I came here. And so always they ask me New Age, you know. I think it's just, you know, a word or kind of a box for the record companies to sell everything, you know, because what they call New Age, you know, it goes from Rick Wakeman to acoustic Japanese music, it goes through everywhere. I mean, what means New Age? I mean, it's nothing a New Age. I mean, New Day, you can call it, you know. So I think the name is totally wrong for that, you know.
Which kind of place do you prefer to play in? A small place or a big place, large?
I mean, today I enjoyed it very much, you know. That's a very small place. I played in Cologne in front of 10,000 people, but I prefer more small, yes. Because in small halls, the first thing is the sound is much better to control, and it's more intimate to the audience, you know. If you just look and you just see people, you know, it's been the look TV, you know. It's not anymore on a concert, you know. So I prefer it like these halls like this, or up to 1,000, 2,000 people, but then I think I don't like it after 2,000. It becomes, yes, a show, which is not really my thing, you know. Oh, I'm a fan of Kraftwerk. I love them. We're all good friends with them. We're very good friends, and I love Kraftwerk. They're coming in Spain now. Huh?
Yeah.
You just should go there. It's very nice. I mean, they're still playing the old pieces. I think they didn't do anything, but they remixed the old pieces very nicely, and they made them longer, you know. And no, that's my one of the favorite bands, you know.
How long has it been since the last time you played an acoustic instrument?
Oh, good questions. Oh. 10, 15 years? Sometimes in here in Spain, I play all the classical halls. This is not normal what I play here. Normally I play this Palau de Musica in Barcelona and Valencia, and this is theater. They're always acoustic pianos, and just before the show I just warm up my fingers, you know. But it's not playing acoustic instruments. I know what he means, and that's about 15 years ago. Yeah.